Although USDA world corn production estimates were increased for June due mostly to larger production expected from Mexico.
You've got a smaller South American crop, Brazil in particular, where we trimmed corn production by 3.5 million metric tons for that 15-16 crop.
World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Seth Meyer explains what that means.
We're talking about a crop that gets harvested right on the heels of our upcoming crop. So when we make reductions in Brazil, that tends to have effects on us for both our 15-16 crop year and our 16-17 crop year.
Those effects include increased U.S. corn export forecasts for both seasons.
What we've observed is outstanding sales, which is sales on the books but not yet out the door. We've seen those improve as the South Americans have had a delay in harvest in Argentina for some crops, and we've seen Brazilian crops shrink. That's provided us an export opportunity both for the remainder of the 15-16 crop and at the beginning of our upcoming 16-17 crop.
As well as lower U.S. corn ending stocks and an increase in price estimates. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.